everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Pluribus and Quiet Piggy, the proper way to wear the new Beyonce bang thong, how the Boulay brothers are my tías de los muertos, and what we're using our silver bottle caps on in Pokemon Go. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
What?
And then you can say, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I was kind of giving like a little bit of a other side, you know, a little bit of duets. I guess you can't handle it. I guess you're a solo performer, okay? I guess.
Well, what? He's dead.
Who?
The tequila hit maker. Dead.
The tequila hit maker.
That was the song we were doing. Tequila.
Oh, okay.
Dead at 90. How do you feel?
I feel nothing. You know, 90 is a great year to live to. He pushed the limit, and, you know, I think he milked life for all it was worth.
When's the last time you milked life?
Girl, I stay milking. They call me the milkmaid.
You think that Three-Eye Atlas, the aliens are coming? What do you think about that?
What do you mean Three-Eye Atlas? What does that mean?
What?
What do you mean?
You don't know about Three-Eye Atlas?
I've been offline for a day.
Baby, they've been tracking this shit for like 2 months, if not longer.
Well, explain it to me like I've never heard about it, because it seems like I've never heard about it.
Three-Eye Atlas. Let me tell you. It's coming.
Oh. Well, in
it
that
was an
case.
interstellar comet first discovered in July, and it's been slowly making its way to us. And it's flat and it's long and it's like leaving a little tail of energy behind it like a ship.
Okay.
You haven't heard any of this?
Maybe. I feel like there's always some rock coming our way and then going past
They say it's admitting a frequency and a noise.
Sure. Okay. Well, a lot of things that when you throw them, you go whoosh.
Objects in motion stay in motion.
That's what I've been saying. So, like, what do you want it to do? Slow down? Do a little spin? What would satisfy your little curiosity?
Well, I think it like boomeranged around the sun. Now it's like coming back toward us. I think it'll be closest to us on Earth on like Christmas. Jesus. It could be Jesus.
Likely thing for a celestial object to do, you know, be pulled around by bigger things around it. You know, I'm not gagged. Once it does a kickflip, once it does a little oochie scoochie, once it does the watermelon crawl, then we can talk.
It'll be the closest to us on December 19th. So where will you be on December 19th?
Sitting at home, playing Pokemon, maybe.
Sitting on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet, now flush.
Sitting on the toilet.
I recently added that to the soundboard, and
Kids don't know it.
The kids don't know it. I find so much of the soundboard is me educating the children about, you know, herstory.
You know what they say. Kids these days are dumb.
I've been saying that. Now flush.
Is this hitting on the toilet? Now I had something else to say. What was it?
Okay, so we think it could be Jesus. It could be Santa.
Yes.
Since when did we start thinking Santa only served Earth? Your idea of Santa is so limited. You don't think he's delivering goods
interstellar?
Services interstellarly?
You don't think the children of Mars deserve presents, honey?
Yes, I do, actually. The worms of Saturn, the little worms, The worms of Saturn's rings, they deserve a little sweet treat. They deserve a lottery ticket to scratch in their little stocking. They're, you know how stockings are for human feet. What fits better in a stocking than a worm?
You're right. Correct. Did you ever have a glow worm?
Did I ever have a glow worm? Yes.
Okay. Are you watching Pluribus?
A glow worm wrapped like a little swaddled baby? Yes, I did.
Are you watching Pluribus?
No, I'm not. I can only watch one thing at a time, and right now I'm watching all of Dracula. You know this.
Well, Pluribus, new show, has to do with space, has to do with aliens. Maybe, question mark? I don't know.
Okay. Are you gagged?
I'm three episodes in and I am enjoying it. It's space related. You want me to tell you about it? Okay, here I go.
Pluribus? Pluribus? Pluribus.
Pluribus.
Pluribussy.
Pluribus?
Pluribus. Cletus the Pluribus. What does Pluribus mean? Is it the name of the species of alien? Is it the name of the ship? What are we talking?
Pluribus.
Okay.
Three Eye Atlas.
Okay.
Well, so there they are, the aliens. It's like alien bacteria, maybe. I don't know. We're figuring it out as we go along. But this bacteria came down to Earth and it infected all the people, except for like 10. And so everyone who was infected has like a hive mind. Is that what they call it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like it is all one entity that can control and interact and has all the knowledge of the Earth from all the people that are connected within.
Yeah. Well, this is a Rick and Morty episode, but keep going.
Is it?
Yes.
What was that other cartoon you liked?
Rick dates the entity.
Really? Well, how? It's just one entity.
Yes, Rick dates the entity. And so he's like kind of dating everyone on Earth through, you know, the entity through them.
I'm Googling, is Pluribus like that Rick and Morty episode? We'll see what they say.
Yes, they're going to say yes.
Oh.
Yep. He dates the system.
The show Pluribus is heavily inspired by the Rick and Morty episode Autoerotic Assimilation.
Yep. There you go.
Though the creators claim it not to be a direct copy, but rather a new take on a sci-fi trope.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I liked the episode, so maybe I'll like the series, I guess.
Both shows feature a hive mind concept where a character interacts with a planet or species that has merged into a single consciousness.
Yes. Okay. And what is it on?
Apple. The Apple one.
Okay. Well, you know, I just got a push notification that WoW Presents Plus is going up $10 a year. And I had to think, do I need Canada's Drag Race, UK Drag Race, etc. And is $10 a year more worth it? Yes.
Here's what I tell my mom every time she calls me and asks about like Hulu and Netflix and is it worth it? I say, baby, you can pay for it for 2 months to watch your one little show and then cancel.
Okay. Well,
this isn't cable of the 90s. You're not locked into a 3-year contract. I told my mom, if you want to watch Handmaid's Tale, you get that Hulu for 6 weeks or whatever you need.
Well, you know how people are like, it's my birthday, send nudes.
You're like, send logins.
Yes. Yes. If you really like me, if you care about me, if you love me, don't send me a nude, but you could. But send me a login.
Nah. See, you're always leeching off the logins. I have a nice little setup where I have like 4 friends and we each pay for 2 and then we share like 8 across.
Okay, so that's verbal admittance.
You want in on that? What are you bringing to the table?
I've already asked to get in on that and you denied me. You said we're not interested
you brought
in your
nothing.
We're not
to
interested
the
in
table.
Your WoW Presents Plus password.
No, baby. Well, if when Three Eye Atlas comes and we all become hive mind consciousness, you will know all the passwords and the logins.
Now we're talking. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't mind the consciousness adding me to the group chat, if you will.
Speaking of the WoW Presents,
mm-hmm.
did you hear the rumor? Is it that there is, like, you know, all the, you know, Drag Race always going to have a spinoff? Supposedly in the works, a Drag Race spinoff season featuring all older queens. It's okay. Giving golden bachelor, golden drag
Ooh,
queen.
Ooh, okay. You know what? I would love that because I feel like the past few normal seasons have been very young, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like a fresh, you know, kick. But I do think when they inevitably have one older queen, it's kind of like, okay, well, I hope they make it far, but often it's harder to.
And to be fair, I don't know if I read this as in a new season or like an All-Stars Oldies edition.
The Golden Oldies hosted by...
I want All-Stars Old Girls.
Okay. Lavoie could be there.
Nicole Paige Brooks.
Sure. Yes.
Tempest DuJour.
Yes. I mean, a lot of them are older now. Anybody that was on season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, their ages are they're not still the age you watched them. Let's just say that.
Listen, Survivor once did a season of old women versus young women versus old men versus young men. You should know I would now be in the old men tribe.
Well, didn't they do a race war season? They were like, yeah. Okay, Asians versus black people. Let's get
versus
this show.
Versus whites versus Hispanics. Yes, they did.
That's crazy. And I fear asking who won the season.
The Asians.
Oh, collectively. Work. Yes, thank you. Okay, well, yes. Okay.
So would you watch? You're watching The Golden Bachelor. I got it.
No, I would not watch The Golden Bachelor, but I would watch The Golden Drag Race.
Drag Queen.
I would, because you know what? I think that they would not be afraid to be themselves the same way a lot of younger queens are self-censoring for, you know, their careers post-drag. A lot of the older queens would be like, bitch, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've said and done things that would get you canceled in a minute. Like, let's fucking go. They don't care. Yeah. They've had their career.
Well, the final four of Survivor Cook Islands / Race Wars, 2 Asians, 1 black, 1 Hispanic. White people got out.
As they should. And I hope that all the non-white people realized, let's get rid of the white people, because I guarantee the white people, without even thinking it, did that themselves to all non-white people. I feel like I'm watching Survivor right now, and girl, looking at the jury so far, bitch, I get annoyed every season, and I've only been watching a couple seasons, but correct me if I'm wrong, but does this happen every season?
Well, it's happened quite a bit in the new era of Survivor. But the person who was eliminated last week was speaking on it. Though I'm like, though the second person voted out to the jury was talking on it and complaining about it, and I was like, but you voted the way you voted at the first tribal council.
Mm.
So what's really going on?
Well, and there you have it. Yeah, no, I am enjoying Dragula because I feel like it is so diverse in so many ways that when I came back and as I'm watching all of Dragula right now, I am watching UK season what, 6 or 7? What's live right now? 7?
7.
And it was 8 white gays in a room, and I thought, oh, this is so stale compared to the level of diversity I feel like I'm getting on Dragula in just like perspectives and forms of drag and like the freakery. It's like
well we haven't spoke on Drag Race UK season 7 once this entire season, which I think This says a lot about it.
Yes.
Mama ain't enjoying. Mama will continue to watch. Mama has someone she wants to win, but...
Mama won't delete her WoW Presents Plus account?
I might put it on pause until...
No way. Until Canada's coming back. You can't pause it.
You know, I have not been a Canada fan in a long time.
Which is insane because I am a Canada truther, okay? There's nothing wrong with Canada. Let's just say that. Canada is, I would say, one of the supreme franchises.
I'll dabble, but I might just be renewing that WoW Presents Plus password once a year for UK at this point.
Whatever. Haters to the left. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, do not panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Plus, Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. I collect salt and pepper shakers, so the first thing I search for on a website is salt and pepper shaker, and oh my god, they have the cutest selection. If you have a friend or a loved one that you need to get a gift for, and they have a pet... Okay, like a cat or a dog, or a very specific breed, perhaps. They have choose your own dog breed salt and pepper shakers. Oh my God, they're adorable. Oh my God, they're kind of perfect. And I'm looking at all of the different categories of gifts that you can get. There are categories for every kind of interest that somebody might have. Card games, puzzles, snacks, self-care, relaxation, pickleball, gardening, books, accessories, engineering, science, history. Whatever somebody in your life loves, they have you covered for a personalized, unique gift. They're going to help you out. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So this holiday season, do not wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/babbel. That's uncommongoods.com/babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E, for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer, Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much, Uncommon Goods, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code BABBLE, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code BABBLE at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Do you have a Shudder account?
No. Can I borrow your login?
Oh, so now you want the Shudder account login to watch Dracula. Okay.
Can I borrow your login?
I love... Sorry, will you remind me? You haven't watched any of Dracula then?
No, I've watched Titans 1.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just finished Titans 1. Okay. But I watched all of the seasons leading up to Titans 1, and now I'm watching the... whatever, the... Dracula 5, because was Titans 1 including 1 through 4?
Baby, you got to tell me.
I don't know. But I...
You watched Titans 1 with that horrible finale?
I hear what you're saying now. It was bizarre. I think that they were just trying to stop any spoilers from happening, or they wanted to reveal the winner live somewhere, like maybe on tour or something. I don't know. I'm afraid to Google anything about Dracula because I'm not
that's
caught
fair.
Up. But I really wanted Coco Kane to spoiler to win or not win. Who knows what I'm saying? Actually, never mind. Well, this aired years ago. Who cares?
Yeah, why you're always being very nice to people.
I don't know. The level of drag was great from the winner, so I'm not complaining. But the finale itself did leave something to be desired. I was like, okay, show me the blood, because usually they pour a bucket of blood on the winner. And
yeah, it's giving Carrie.
Yeah, I was like, come on, now give it to me. I am loving Dracula. I don't know. I want to tweet, I love Dracula every time I watch an episode. It really is that bitch. And having watched from the beginning, you see just how far it's come. Oh my God, it is so good. And the hosts, though, I have a couple complaints. What are their names? I've watched how many seasons of Dracula, and I don't know their names just offhand. I have to look it up every time. It's like
Swan and something.
See? And but like,
I only watched one season though, but I do agree. I felt like it was never really said.
It's Drac. I thought it was Drag Morta. It's Drac Morta Boule and Swanthula Boule.
Swanthula.
They need to start every episode with hello, Swanthula. Hello, Drac Morta. hello, Drac Morta. Hello, Swanthula. Just that needs to be on the tip of their tongue so that it can at least touch my tongue, because it is so outside of the realm of, I know them as the Boule brothers. If RuPaul is mother, they are my tías de las muertas.
They're your brothers. What are you talking about?
No, they're my tías de los muertos. Sí. oh, yeah, I guess they're my brothers. No, they're brothers, but they're my tías.
Are they really brothers?
No, they're together.
What, incest?
Conjoined.
Okay, I got it. I'm learning. I'm listening. I'm learning.
I love them, and I need to be involved in Dracula someday in some capacity. I don't care if I'm killed in a challenge or something, or like a
try out, baby.
No, the level of drag now on season whatever I'm on is next level. They passed the threshold of DIY. They passed the threshold of made in the workroom. It's like
it's all prosthetics now.
It's major, and I love it.
I did see a TikTok that said rumored cast for the next Dragula season. Not that I would know anybody, but one name stuck out in my head, which was Christina the Clown.
Christina the Clown,
which I like.
Do you know her?
You know, like. No, you know Krusty the Clown?
Oh, okay. Well, you know
Christina the Clown.
There's a lot of gender bending and a lot of drag kings.
Clownery.
And clownery. Oh, girl, there's clownery, honey. And it's any type of freak can get on there. Somebody just pooped out of their mouth on the episode I just watched last night. I thought, this is sick. This is sickening.
Didn't that happen on Flavor of Love?
No, when she was going down the stairs and she pooped out of her dress. That was insane. That was insane.
Been there.
No, I haven't actually.
Have you ever had someone tell you quiet, piggy, when you've been speaking?
Probably. Probably. And I know this is said every time something happens about Trump, but like any other president, it would be a scandal. Any other president would have to.
Baby, they were mad at Obama for wearing a tan suit.
No,
they were mad at Joe Biden for the way he rode a bike.
Were they? I missed that.
Because he wore a helmet or something. Or maybe he fell off a bike.
And who hasn't?
Well, I just think, bring back the era. You remember when it used to be like February 2nd, 2013, Tyler noticed.
Groundhog's Day?
Why aren't these journalists changing their Instagram bios that says Trump called me piggy on 11/18/25?
If Trump called me
update
piggy,
update the bios.
The district lines would have a new hat yesterday. Okay, girl, that's Miss Piggy to you. And when are we gonna get a response from Miss Piggy? When is Miss Piggy gonna weigh in on that? Come on now.
Is District Line still open?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, quiet, Piggy.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that. But you know what? What are you gonna do? I guess.
Protest. Are you in the mood for Christmas?
Sure.
Because I have two Christmas talking points.
Okay.
First of all, and most importantly, Family Stone sequel in the works.
Wow. This is huge.
It could happen to you. It could happen to you.
Okay. And who's in, who's out? Is anybody from the cast dead?
I don't know. It was just, yes, Diane Keaton just died, but she also died in the movie.
Oh, well then bada bing, bada boom.
Spoiler, sorry if you haven't seen the Family Stone all this time and I just ruined it for you. Diane Keaton dies at the end.
Of what? Life?
Well, we all die at the end of life. We all die when Three Eye Atlas gets here. Second of all, are you buying the Beyonce Bang thong set for Christmas? 7 thongs for $75.
When you say bang, does that mean it has bangs?
Yes. Well, no, copyright, because you know the Kardashians came out with the bangs underwear earlier this year.
So it does have bangs or it doesn't have bangs?
It has the word bang.
Oh.
You know, in her Cowboy Carter era, it's very like bang, pow, bang.
I guess. Is it?
Beyonce bang thong set.
Okay.
Are you in?
No, I'm not in. I'm going to be so for real with you. I've never worn a thong.
Here, it's got...
You
it's
say,
got,
here.
This here, I'll tell you. It's got...
He said, here. Corey, it's have got you ever... Hey, shut the hell up. Have you ever worn a thong?
No.
People say they like it on their hole.
Does wearing a jockstrap backwards count?
Oh, do you tuck it in or leave it baggy, or what? Or what is the pouch holding your little bunny tail?
Yes.
Okay.
You've never accidentally put on a jockstrap backwards.
Girl, my Chromatica jockstrap stays backwards.
So one thong has bang across the waistline. One thong has a bang on the crotch. One thong has Cowboy Carter across the waistline. One has money on it. One has like a flannel pattern. One has Christmas bells.
Okay. Oh, this is an 8-pack, you say?
7-pack. Are 7 thongs for $75 a good deal or no?
No. That's a square yard of fabric.
That's $10 per thong.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you are investing in Beyonce merch, that's maybe a good deal.
That's one for each day of the week.
Well, depends. What kind of shenanigans do you get
depends.
Up to?
Depends. No, they're thongs.
All right.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian.
Girl, she
did you see she was mad at the psychics who said she was going to pass the bar?
I don't care about her. She sucks. She's opening 15 Skims stores in Israel.
Dang. Oh, good. You finally join me with not caring about her.
Oh, no, I care. I care to not care. You know what I'm saying?
I care.
I know you don't care too much. No, it's satisfying to see somebody who can buy anything in the world be unable to buy one thing.
A degree?
Yeah.
You think you're smart because you got your fucking degree?
Is that precious?
And featuring Monique.
Oh, yes. Well, and featuring Mariah.
Do you have that on your soundboard? Because that is a good one.
I don't think I have anything from Precious on the soundboard, no.
Does Precious have a more quotable line?
Oh, you think you're smart because you have your degree? Because you got your fucking degree?
Doesn't she throw a TV over the rail?
There's a lot of throwing, actually, in that movie.
Damn.
And not enough throwing ass.
I was going to say, you ever throw ass in a Beyonce 7-pack bang thong set for $75?
No, but okay, so say I'm trying to wear everybody's underwear. Beyonce's thong, Gaga's Chromatica jockstrap.
Does
anybody else have anything? I think, does a Real Housewife have a Depend?
Yes. Rihanna has her underwear too, you know. What's it all about?
I don't know. And then the Kardashian Merkin. Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to bundle.
Everyone has underwear. I'm sure Kelly Clarkson has underwear. Kelly Clarkson underwear merch.
Get me in there. I know Ellen does.
This Kelly Clarkson addicted panties? Is this right?
Oh, addicted? Oh, I'm thinking sober.
This is apparently she did have underwear.
Okay, well, I'm sure I can find some on eBay.
Yeah.
Used or new.
Why? You want what? Also, you're collecting celebrity underwear is your thing now?
No, I'm still on Salt and Pepper Shakers. I was just in Joshua Tree this weekend, and I went to an antique store, and I found a cute little Salt and Pepper Shaker set. It was like a little, kind of like a little tiki vibe, luau vibe type of vibe. Salt and Pepper Shaker duo. And he goes, oh, do you collect these? People used to collect Salt and Pepper Shakers, not so much anymore. I was like, well, fuck my drag. And I said, do you collect anything? He goes, silver spoons. These two are my new ones today. And he showed me two spoons. And he's like, if you need anything stirred, let me know.
Did you ask him how to know if they were true silver?
No, I did not. It was a Pandora's box I wasn't prepared to open.
What are our spoons these days, nowadays, made out of?
Just straight up metal. Pennies. You know, we don't make them anymore. So it depends on your silverware. Well, first of all, we shouldn't be calling silverware silverware. You mean utensils. Your utensils are just plastic, probably. You?
Stainless steel and nickel.
Your supposedly, utensils, Corey? I think your utensils, plastic.
Are not.
No?
Not.
White refrigerator, plastic utensils.
Should I pay to have my refrigerator wrapped? You know how they can, like, you can put a car wrap on or whatever?
A car wrap? Well, yes, actually. Like, it's, you know, they're making a live action Cars.
No.
Yes.
I have not enjoyed a single live action Disney movie, and that's been said on this pod before.
I saw a side by side of the live action chicken in Moana versus the live action versus the animated chicken in Moana. They're both animated.
Right. That's what pisses me off. Put a real chicken. If Homeward Bound could happen in the 90s, why is there not a chicken acting in Moana Live?
We're in a drought of opportunity for live action chicken actors. Get that chicken in the ring.
This is chicken erasure, first of all.
Yes, yes. And if we're so concerned about AI taking our human jobs, look at how eager we are to animate a chicken to take away from the chicken community. It's wrong. It's uncivilized.
I won't stand for it.
No. So let's get on that.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, is there anything else on your list?
How was your Pokemon Go Wild event? Did you get anything good? Did you get any 4 stars? What are you using your silver bottle cap on?
Listen. I used my silver bottle cap on my Zygarde. Go Wild, there is.
You
want to
be me so bad. You want to be me so bad. My perfect 4-star golden bottle cap.
Only a fool will use a golden bottle cap on something not shiny. There, ooh. I said it.
Oh. All right, well.
Only a fool.
Okay. Hmm. I still haven't figured out what I'm going to use my silver bottle cap on. I have like 3 days left.
I was like, don't you have a day left?
Yeah, it yells at me every time.
They really piss me off. Why? Why do I have to use it in a week?
I sent Corey like 5 screenshots of all of my my 2-stat perfect Pokemon, and he gave me his feedback on what to put it into.
Did you use it on a Keldeo?
No, I didn't, because my Keldeo is like... It's like 15, 15, 14.
That's bullshit to begin with,
first of all. Why would I waste it on that?
That's bullshit to begin with, first of all.
Yeah, well. And Corey has passed me in level. We were both neck and neck at what, 72?
73. I'm 2 levels ahead of you now. Keep dreaming.
Yeah, well, I was stuck for a while, but I'm on my way. And before you know we'll both be together.
You were gone for a minute, but you're back in the jump off.
Well, yes.
All right.
Did you get a perfect Grimmsnarl?
No.
Mm. Well,
I didn't.
Neither did I, but I could silver battle cap it.
You could also catch me a shiny Morpeko this week. That's what we're looking for. Thank you.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out. Just one.
Don't forget to take a picture of your Pokemon every day to get your free bonus one.
What do you mean?
It pops up on the screen, you know, like when it does the...
Yes.
All right. Where can people find you?
You can find me. You can find me just a he-in and a haw-in.
Damn.
Where can people find you?
Damn. Yeah, you can find me tracking 3-Eye Atlas on your all behalf.
You can actually find me quieting the piggies.
Yes.
Do you still hear them scream?
Yes.
What is that? What is... Oh, the lambs. The lambs.
The lambs.
The lamb. The lamb, honey, the lamb. All right, bye.
Bye.